Zadie, it sounds terribly scary. Imagine if the French would find a treasure in Mayor Ansel's house.
Ah, again you jump ahead, Tully. The next day, the French took over all of Frankfurt when they issued a proclamation. Attention, residents of Frankfurt and all the other provinces. I'm a messenger from Emperor Napoleon Bonaparte, leader of the French Army Liberation de Francois, which also means French, France, or something like that, and the ruler of all of Europe. Prince Wilhelm is missing. And so is his treasury. Whoever leads us to this fortune will receive a huge reward. But whoever is caught keeping this princely fortune for himself, he will pay for it, maybe with his life. And that's a lot. That's all. So, goodbye. See you later. Goodbye. See you. Bye.
What's happening here?
I don't know what's going to happen. It's crazy. It's not normal. Something's going to happen.
What's it all about?
Those French are as mean as vultures.
They're as vicious as scorpions.
They're as mean as onions.
Onions? What's up with onions?
Well, if you eat onions, you'll see how mean things can get.
Bye, Mr. Hazatsitrator.
Oh, no, Zadie. Did they suspect Mayor Ansel?
They most certainly did. Especially since rumors were flying around all over Frankfurt that a mysterious-looking wagon had been seen in the back of Mayor Ansel's house just about the time that the prince had disappeared.
Oh, Zadie, Mayor Ansel must have been scared silly.
Well, he may have been a little scared, but I hope not silly. Just remember, Tully, that Mayor Ansel had a lot of faith in Hashem, and he knew that he would surely protect him.
But Zadie, did the French ever come to Mayor Ansel's house?
Aha! Again you jump ahead of yourself, Tully. The next morning, Mayor Ansel's home in the ghetto was surrounded by French soldiers.
Yes? I help you?
In the name of the great Emperor Napoleon Bonaparte, I demand that you hand over the royal fortune that Prince Wilhelm has left in your care. We know it is here.